Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
You have power and authority. Satan has power, but he has no authority. And so we have to keep in mind that you can command him to cease and desist in Jesus' name.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, God is Bringing New Things.
Speak the word.
You're a child of God. You're not of this world. You're passing through. This world is not your home. And so you have a God in heaven that is your provider, and He's going to provide for you for whatever you need. But in order to do that, you're going to have to know what His Word says and follow that Word and trust Him. You want to have to take His Word serious. Seriously, it's got to be serious, and know that if God said it, it's going to be. And no man in hell can stop you. One of the first things that God delivered me from shortly after becoming a Christian was from smoking cigarettes. I had smoked for over 30 years. But you know, there are many things that we cannot do under own power. It was through His Word, God's Word coming out of my mouth that finally set me free. It was not me asking Him. I didn't ask God to take away my desire for cigarettes, but He informed me how to break the habit with His Word. And as a Christian, the Lord began to reveal to me the power that's in the spoken word and how to apply it to my situation. I want you to know, brothers, it was a whole new beginning for me. It has literally changed my life. It really changed the way that I think. I cannot express enough how much this will change your life, you know, just by changing the way that you speak, just using God's Word and coming into agreement with Him will change your life in every area of your life. It'll change you in your health and your finances and in your relationships and in your jobs. And it can be a whole new beginning for you too. It was a new way of life for me. And He was telling me the things that He wanted to do in my life, and I believed Him, and so I wrote it down. And that's what I encourage you to do. When the Lord speaks to you about something, He puts a new thought, a new creative idea in there. Just write that down, brothers and sisters. Write it down, because there's a purpose behind that. And I can get it out now. Every now and then, I have several books, and especially the one I call my little blue book. I just get that out once in a while, and I look over the things that the Lord told me. And all those things that He told me, which, I mean, you don't even know impossibility. I mean, they were so impossible that it's not even funny. But yet, everything plus that has taken place. Everything He said has taken place. And even more so, a hundredfold more. And that's what He wants for you. Because, you know, the Lord, His Word tells us that He's not a respecter of person. He does not show favoritism. So He just doesn't show favor to me. And nobody else. He shows favor to you too. You know, there's probably some habits that you'd like to get rid of too. However, you need to know that the Word works the same for everything. You know, once I got delivered from cigarettes, I began to speak His Word over my body. Because at that time, I was taking 150 pills a month and I was still in pain. And I'm sure that many who are listening can testify to the same thing. Many are sick and in pain and taking medication every day, but you're still sick and you're still in pain, just like I was. You know, I've shared this testimony before, but I think it really needs to be repeated and shared again, for there are so many of God's children suffering from many inflicting spirits on them. So I want you to keep in mind that according to Luke 10:19, we have authority over all spirits, and that includes spirits of sickness and disease. So I hope you're hearing me. It's not just breaking your habit from cigarettes or alcohol or drugs, or maybe some people just watch a lot of these video games. They just get stuck on that. I notice that a lot of the children are doing this now, and it's really not healthy. It's not good for them. But you know, I used to have such severe migraines to the point where I didn't even want to live. I really did. It was an effort for me to even take a shower. God began to show me all these scriptures on the tongue and how I needed to speak and come into agreement with His word. I believe the first scripture that He showed me, and you need to write this down, was in Proverbs 18:21. Some of you are probably already familiar with this, but this is where He says, "The power of life and death is in the tongue, and you will eat the fruit of it, be it life or death." God said, "I can speak death over something, or I could speak life over it." It was just entirely up to me. I have to choose. God does not choose for me. He does not choose for you. We choose by the words that we speak. Remember what God's word tells us in Revelation 21:5. "And He who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' Also He said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.'" God is doing new things in our lives, but we can't do it if we stay on the same path unless we renew our minds with the Word of God and begin to speak. I know that I have a sword here. Actually, it belonged to my husband that's deceased, that was a military officer in the Air Force, passed away in 2002. But I keep this as a reminder of the importance of the words coming out of my mouth, and important as to what the Lord revealed to me about my tongue being a sword. You know, in Hebrews 12:12, God uses a sword to refer to how sharp His word really is. He says in Hebrews 4:12, He says, "His word is sharper than a two-edged sword, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective." He said, "It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of breath and life, soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purpose of the heart." Hallelujah. I want you to think about that. He mentions the sword again in Ephesians 6:17. He says, "Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." But I know that you probably don't think about this. Some of you do. Some of you have been taught this, but most of you I don't think have. But just think, your tongue is sharp. The Bible says your tongue is sharper than this two-edged sword. And we have all been experienced that from people that have spoken to us such cutting words that they would affect us like a surgeon using a scalpel on us, you know, because they would be words that would hurt, and those words would cut so deep in our soul. In other words, our soulish part of us, we're spirit, soul, and body, and that soulish part of you is a spirit, is where you make your decisions. That's where your emotions and where your feelings are. And you get cut so bad by words. But God wants us to use this sword to cut through the bone and marrow and dividing of spirit and soul. He wants us to use His sword to speak His word, to speak life, to speak health over it. In the Amplified Bible, it reads, "Wield the sword of the Spirit." Wield means to use. It means to hold. It means to use. It's a weapon. It's a tool. Wield is frequently used. It's followed by the word power. And the reason why the sword is usually followed by the word power is because your tongue has power. The power is in your tongue. God's word, God's power is in his words, in other words, and that's what I'm talking to you about today. So remember, you have power and you can wield it when speaking God's word. Your tongue acts like a sword.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that you have promised blessings and a new beginning for all the moment that we accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior. I pray, Lord, that with the help of the Holy Spirit, that we will be able to forget things that happened in our past and not dwell on past events from long ago. I thank you, Lord, that according to your word in Isaiah 43:19, that you are doing a new thing in our lives. And with the help of Holy Spirit, we will put off anything concerning our former conduct and be renewed in the spirit of our minds, that because of who we are in Christ Jesus, we shall put on the new man, which was created according to our Father in true righteousness and holiness. I thank you, Lord, that as a blood-bought child of God, we will no longer follow the voice of a stranger, but only the voice of our Lord. We thank you, Father, that our slate is wiped clean each and every day by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. And as we continue to put our trust in the Lord, we will find new strength and soar high on wings like eagles. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.